This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
This is probably the most difficult time I've ever found in my life to preach. And I decided that I would preach live. I've just been talking to a friend of mine who tells me that my best friend, who's lying in hospital at the moment, has given up. He's made a decision that he doesn't want to be resuscitated. I believe he's been told that he will never leave hospital. And he is now unconscious. And it's tough. Sometimes life can be so tough. But we get our strength from God Almighty. And before I bring this word, I just want to pray. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that in his unconscious state, Lord Jesus, you would visit him. You would whisper into his ear. Father, that he would know that you are the true Lord. And you are the King of Kings, and you are the Lord of Lords. And I pray, Father, that he would make the decision to follow you, for you to be in his life whilst he still lives, so that for Jerry it's not too late, Lord. And I know my brothers and sisters around the globe who are listening to this, Lord, they are agreeing with me with this prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for Jerry's life. And I give you the honor and the glory and the power. And if it be your will, Father, to heal him, then please heal him. And if it's not your will, Father, I pray that he doesn't suffer and you take him soon to be with you in glory. In Jesus' name. Philippians, the second chapter, from verse 1, Paul says this: Is there any encouragement from belonging to Christ? Any comfort from his love? Any fellowship together in the Spirit? Are your hearts tender and compassionate? Then make me truly happy, says Paul, by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving one another, and working together with one mind and purpose. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. With all those things, if you're not selfish and you're not trying to impress others, if you're humble, you're thinking of others as better than you, you're not looking at your own interests, but you're looking at the interests of others. If you do that, if you are of a mind to be in that mindset, then know this, there can be no conflict. There can never be a conflict. You know, I've known Jerry for 40 years. And not one time has there ever been conflict between him and I. Never, not once, not one time was there ever any time when voices were raised. He is a beautiful man in what he does for others, giving out all the time and never getting back himself. He didn't know the Lord, but I'm praying in Jesus' name that he does know the Lord now. I am praying in Jesus' name that the Lord visits him in such a passionate and powerful way. He always referred to God as the man upstairs. But he knew my passion for the Lord Jesus Christ. And I know that it had an impact in his life. You see, he didn't know the Lord, but he was never selfish. He never tried to impress others. He was humble most of the time. He thought of others better than himself. He never looked out for his own interests, because if he had, the guy was so talented as a musician. You've heard his voice many times on this radio station. Every time you hear Worship Radio 247 sung in a jingle, that is Jerry. But the amazing thing is, he had no faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He did not profess a faith in the Lord, but still he showed that. Still he showed all of those attributes. Beloved, I know many people who are born again that don't show those attributes. And I look at myself first before anyone else, because I don't always show those attributes, and I should. That's the point I'm trying to make here. You see, beloved? You see, we need to know that we are following Jesus' example. And because we don't follow his example, that is why there is conflict in our lives. That is why conflict doesn't seem to stop, and we seem to go from one Barney to another argument, to more conflict, and then more conflict. It is because we are not seeing Jesus for who he really is, and we are not adopting the characteristics of Jesus into our own lives. Paul is saying, you must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. You must. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. Therefore, verse 9, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Beloved, I want you to say that now. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Say it again. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Say it again. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I know that you are sensing my grief, and that's fine. I know you are understanding this pain that I am going through at the moment, and that's fine. Because now I want to look at all the wonderful times I've had with Jerry. And I know this. There is still time for the Lord to heal him and make him whole. There is still time. And even if there weren't, I would still give God glory for Jerry's life. Why? Because he deserves that glory. Because Jesus Christ is Lord. And at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord. As Paul says, don't be selfish. Put a stop to selfishness. Stop trying to impress others. And Paul says, be humble, thinking of others before yourself. Look toward humility. And just say to the Lord right now, as we are gathering together, just say to the Lord, Father, give me a humble heart. Lord God, take away any selfishness in my life. Lord, let me follow you the way I am supposed to follow you. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. I give you the honor and the glory and the power that is due your holy name. This, beloved, is what we are trying to do. We are trying to resolve conflict, and with all of these things in our lives, no more selfishness, no more trying to impress others. Thinking of others better than ourselves. If we are going down that route, down that road, then we know this. Conflict has to go. In the mighty name of Jesus. Conflict needs to go, beloved. Thank you, Jesus, for what you are doing in our lives. And I give you the honor and the glory and the power. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.